America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday morning.
It is a beautiful Wednesday morning, I'm sure, outside. Right. The sun's supposed to be out today. May have to get back to watering the lawn, though. The last couple of days have been great. Free water. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm going to have to get back to watering the lawn today, Dusty. Speaking of being thankful, right?
Yeah.
We're thankful for a lot of these guys on the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And beginning next Monday, every day at 6:40 next week, we're going to play a highlight of a Chief we're thankful for. Caller 6 will be qualified every day for a giveaway of $500 to Hy-Vee. So $500 Hy-Vee gift card on the line next week. Just be listening at 6:40. Know who the Chief is that you're thankful for. Be caller number 6. You get qualified. At the end of the week, we'll take one of our five qualifiers, and they'll win the grand prize of $500 to Hy-Vee to get ready for Thanksgiving. They got some pre-made meals you can get at Hy-Vee, all that great stuff only at Hy-Vee.
I feel like they should have Thanksgiving earlier in November. That's my opinion.
Why?
I don't know, because I love it.
Oh.
I love food.
Yeah, I do too. It is. It's my favorite holiday. It hits at a really good time, and then boom, you're into the Christmas holiday season and singing fa la 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 and eating turkey. So exciting times for everybody, right?
That's right. Every week on Wednesday, we do the weekly poll question.
Mm-hmm.
This week's poll question on our website, which is TheFan965. Which one of these two do you think you enjoy more out of retirement? Nick Saban or Bill Belichick?
I think for me, it's Bill Belichick.
Why?
More of a pro football fan than I am a college football fan.
Okay.
I've always, looked at Bill Belichick, as a guy who I'd like to see when the guard is down, what he's going to be like.
Seems like his guard's up. Come get me.
Yeah. But like you're seeing personality out of Belichick.
No doubt. And
I like that. I think it's good. I think I was talking to my friend Paul about this the other day. He goes, Belichick's terrible on TV. I'm like, oh my God, I think he's great on television. I think he's been a fantastic addition to McAfee, a fantastic addition to the Manning cast. Mm. I think you're seeing this different side of Bill Belichick that you didn't see before, and I kind of like it. And I like Nick Saban too. I mean, it's not like I'm, I don't like Nick Saban and what he's been able to do. He's dropping S-bombs on.
Dude. So funny. And in your life, this is where I had this develop in my brain is the Halloween picture of Belichick and the mermaid
right.
with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think you'd see Bill Belichick come out of his shell and be celebrating Halloween with a 24-year-old lady?
I don't think I thought to that extent.
No,
you know, I thought him and his old girlfriend Linda would hang out for the rest of the
right.
time, and we'd see him fishing or holding a marlin or something like that. I didn't think the marlin would be a 23-year-old that he met on a flight.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And then not only that, I was telling Mac this morning. The College Game Day crew is in Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was in a damn Nittany Lions costume.
That's great.
Did you ever think you'd see Nick Saban in a costume?
Is he taking over for Corso?
I think
so. Which, by the way, it's time.
It's
time,
been
right?
Time.
I mean, for a long time
it's
now.
It's been 3 to 4 years time.
At least, yeah.
It's not been good.
Yeah. I'm going to say this just
ever
real fast.
Ever since he told that kid he didn't care about him.
Yeah.
When he called him, cussed the little kid. I was like,
yeah.
That's what
it's time. Herbie's his guy, right? Herb Street needs to kind of pull him aside. I was put in that position years ago in my career, and I'll just leave it at that. It wasn't an an easy conversation to have. But sometimes you got to have these type of conversations. And like, I feel bad. I do. I feel bad that they keep rolling him out there and putting him out there and whatnot. So maybe Nick Saban is in line to start wearing the costumes and taking over for him. But I think I was reading something the other day about Nick Saban behind the scenes and how awesome he's been to work with for the entire crew at College Game Day. And when you hear stuff like that, you're like, all right, that's cool, man. Like, he's not being the over-officious football coach to everybody, you know, on the set of ESPN. So I kind of like that. Like, I really like both of them. And I'm not surprised because they're like best friends too, you know?
Not only that, but it's kind of like a reality at its finest. Like, you think about, you know, how it ended for Nick Saban and how it ended for Bill Belichick, right? Like, the NFL and college coaching are similar into the aspect of it is a Monday through Sunday job.
That's right.
Right? Like, Saturday they play in college, and then Sunday it's video, whereas Sunday they play in the pros, Monday is video.
Yeah.
But you're never stopping.
No, you never stop.
And, you know, you have people like us that go into, you know, those conferences and try to think that we know more than a guy who's clearly decorated the way that those two guys
Correct.
Are.
Right.
So that can be annoying, right?
Yeah.
It's okay if you do this in the wild with people like us when you're like, I know you talk sports all day and you probably hate talking about sports, but
right.
Like, you know the answer to that, but I'll still, you know,
yeah,
engage.
You still have the conversation. Bill's, sure.
Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, you know, would get those questions and it's a grind every day. And then it's like, once that stops, they can actually be, you know, the blooming flower in the sun. Like, the rain's gone. Yeah, they've absorbed it all for so long. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to see who they really are when they're non-bothered.
Right.
And you see that they're funny. Like, Belichick was on McAfee's show, and he was like, are you going to be the coach next year? He goes, hey, I told you guys, like, in the contract, no, am I going to coach next
yeah.
year? And he goes, well, Adam Schefter's tweeting it. And Bill Belichick goes, then maybe you need to go talk to Adam Schefter.
It was good, right?
I'm like, dude, like, this is the Bill Belichick. And, I mean, it's interesting because it's like, the way I look at it is, like, there's always those, like, marriage couples that you can kind of tell. It's like, I don't think it's going to last.
Right,
like,
sure. Just,
they agitate each other. When they go out, it's like, oh, yeah, I just got to do it. And then there's right. there's couples that do are happy and are like Andy Reid and the Chiefs, where right. it's like, no matter what, gives you enough. Like, Andy Reid, outside of football, like the Fumbleruski. Like,
oh,
that.
My God, the fumble. I'm still laughing at right. that. My wife's like, all right, enough of this. I'm like, no, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, I agree. It's
Fumbleruski.
And like the commercials
Fumbleruski.
Where he gives you a little bit of enough to where you're like, this guy's good. Like, this guy's fun. And I think when it comes to Saban and Belichick, they're now available. They're now free and open. Like, they can go and be themselves and not have to worry about, so you're playing Clemson this weekend. They kind of like to rush to sit back in like a spy.
Yeah, like, you know what you're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I could see why they always seemed like they were curmudgeons or evil or down and all that kind of stuff. But
I mean, could you, seriously though, yeah. could you imagine having to answer questions to people who are asking them about your profession every single day? They're not in your profession, yet they think they know more than you.
That's
every
right.
single
yeah,
day.
No,
right?
I'm good. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, like, I can understand how coaches can get.
So you're talking about the text line.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. But no, but I can understand how coaches get tired of that kind of stuff,
yeah.
right? Like, I get it. I mean, the media can be, you know, annoying. There's no way to put it, right? Like,
right.
So you listen to these press conferences at times and some of these questions that these people are asking, and I'm like, you're literally questioning Andy Reid? Like, question Todd Bowles all you want. Like, that guy was getting absolutely crushed nationally for sure. not going for two. That's a logical thing to question about, but questioning how many you're rushing and dropping back, we don't know any of that kind of stuff. So I can understand why Bill Belichick or Nick Saban or anybody would look at that and go, all right, fine, whatever.
Here, right? Yeah. And I mean, they seem like completely different personalities when they're out here now and
yep.
doing these sort of things. Like, Saban's just been great on College Game Day.
He's
especially
been fantastic.
Like,
yeah, he really has.
Compare
been.
Him with the firecracker that is McAfee, and they sit right next to each other, and they're starting to like bounce. Like,
yep.
one of the best, if you want to YouTube it, go back. It's from this year when they were in Cal. It was Marshawn Lynch, Nick Saban, and Pat McAfee. And, like, it's clear that Marshawn Lynch has a little something in his pocket.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kirk Herbstreit's like, well, I think I smell it already. And, like, they're yeah. sitting back and Saban's like, where am I?
That smell yeah. the other day? Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's kind of just, it's one of those things where it just works, man. It's,
yeah, it's good. It's entertainment. And that's what you want. And that kind of leads us into, you know, the Chiefs. And I was thinking about this, you know, driving around yesterday. As good as Belichick and McAfee have been, there's no better entertainment option, Dusty, in America. America today than the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, there's no TV show that's more entertaining. There's no music out right now that's more entertaining. There's no movie that is more entertaining than what we watch with the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think I'm safe to say that because there isn't another team in the NFL right now that more people are tuning in to watch, more people are making appointment television, and then more people are discussing afterwards than the Kansas City Chiefs. They are literally an entertainment option for everybody in America today. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're an adult, or whether you're a child, you're paying attention to this, and it is entertaining. I mean, are you not entertained after every single Chiefs game? Like, we've talked on, you know, Sunday, texting and whatnot, going, the league sucks today. And then you watch the Chiefs, you're like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. They put on a show every single time they play, and it is the most entertaining thing in America right now. It's remarkable to me.
This was Mahomes in a game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on NFL Network.
Hell of a drive, dog. Great game, man. Always with us too, baby. Yeah. We won it. We won it. Receive. I see it. Run it. Give him the ball. Now. Third down. Run it. Hey, right here. 15. Come on, Addison!
Give it to him! Touchdown! Chiefs, stay undefeated!
I got you.
So that was the overtime touchdown. Sorry. I might not be here the next 2 days. I think I'm losing my voice. Seriously. But we'll power through. Patrick Mahomes, under appreciation, is hilarious.
Yeah, it is.
It really is, because I think a lot of people want to see him, at least would be nice, throw for 425 yards and 3 touchdowns every single game.
Right.
And I thought it was funny because I think Monday somebody was like, so Dusty's just calling Patrick Mahomes a game manager. I guess, but like you hear in that audio, he's like, he knows what he wants to do. He knows where to go. It's run the ball. Obviously, they're so close to the end zone. That's the smartest thing to do. That's what everybody's been advocating for them to do. Just give Kareem Hunt the ball and let him score from 1 yard out.
Right.
And I think when you look at what he does outside of just being the quarterback, like the ankle injury, like we found out it wasn't as serious, because he's like, they didn't want me to walk by myself.
Right.
And, you know, my biggest fear in my head was non-contact.
Oh, we all thought he blew a knee, right?
I thought he blew an Achilles.
Okay, that's fair. You thought he blew something, right?
I was an Achilles. Or he did something like that, knock on wood, that he didn't.
Right.
And then you look at, like, the games in the last couple weeks, he's started to throw the ball more, he's been more efficient, and yet he's got this team at 8-0, and then you look at the overtime numbers and the numbers that he has in the third and fourth quarter, and it's insane.
Yeah, I think the Mahomes appreciation goes understated, and I think we're as guilty of it as everybody. You know, we came in yesterday and talked about a game that took place, and they won in overtime, and DeAndre Hopkins was good, and Travis Kelce was good. How many times did you and I sit there and go, man, Mahomes was really good, right? We talked about Kareem Hunt, we talked about the defense, we talked about Justin Reed, we talked about, like, all of these guys. And I was just thinking yesterday as I was kind of driving around eating my pear, I'm like, what's going on here, man? Like, we're not giving Patrick Mahomes enough credit for how good he is. He is the greatest quarterback that we have ever seen on planet Earth. And I'm done saying, well, Tom Brady this or Joe Montana that. They're up there, obviously, but Patrick Mahomes is doing it in a completely different era than those guys did right now, and with more scrutiny than Joe Montana ever had, and I would say even more scrutiny than Tom Brady had at this point in time. The NFL just gets bigger and more scrutinized by the minute, right? I mean, we're watching, you know, shows on trade deadlines and all this stuff that we never did before in the NFL. It is all-encompassing, and when you win a game like they did on Monday night, and we come in and, you know, and I get it, like I said, we're guilty as anybody, we didn't give Patrick Mahomes enough credit. This guy went out there hurt, led the team to an overtime win with a receiver he didn't know 2 weeks ago. And the role that he played in that overtime win on Monday night is very, very understated. And we take him for granted, I think. And sometimes we just have to take a step back, and it's okay to go, we're witnessing greatness. We're watching the greatest athlete that we've ever seen in Kansas City. No offense to George Brett, right? This is the NFL. This is America's number one sport right now. Everybody's paying attention. And I think so many people just get wrapped up in the he hasn't gone for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns since 2018. We're missing greatness. We're missing an artist at work. And we're watching a guy go out there and do everything that is necessary to win a football game and to put his team as the quarterback in position to win a football game. He's not throwing bad interceptions. He's not fumbling the football. He's not doing things that put his team at a disadvantage. He is greatness in motion, and we're witnessing greatness every time this guy steps on the field. And sometimes I think it's okay just to say that, because I think sometimes we all do, collectively as the NFL as well, we sometimes take Patrick Mahomes for granted and try to say Lamar's better or Burrow's better or Josh Allen's better. You know what? They're not. Patrick Mahomes is the best winner in sports.
This is Colin Cowherd on who he gets reminded of by Patrick Mahomes.
Look at their
yesterday.
Time of possession. Look at the methodical run game. Look at third down. Look at the high leverage situations. Best coach, best quarterback, best defensive lineman, best defensive coordinator, arguably along with Detroit, best interior offensive line. I mean, it just better. It reminds me of those Jason Bourne movies, seemingly on the edge, staring death in the face, and every week he uses something different. It's a rolled-up newspaper. It's a saucepan. It's a pen. It's shoelaces. It just doesn't matter. This team doesn't have their home run running back, and they're working in D-hop. So they're like, okay, let's pivot to a methodical, slow run game. And it worked. 3.5-4 yards a pop. Most remarkable, on third and fourth down this season, these are the crisis moments. 113 passer rating for Mahomes. 550 passing yards. Just when you think you have Jason Bourne trapped, he rolls up a newspaper, bangs you over the head, and he is free.
Is he just realizing that, though?
I mean, you think about what this year's been like for the, you know, the appreciation for Patrick Mahomes. Like, Baker Mayfield lost his two wide receivers, hasn't won since.
Right.
Patrick Mahomes lost his 1 and 2 wide receivers by week four.
Hasn't lost
since.
Yeah, right.
And he says it on third down. He's, you know, 111 passer rating, 500 plus yards, and just he just knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Like he's MacGyver. He's Jason Bourne. He's MacGruber.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not MacGruber. That might be somebody else.
Yeah.
Great movie. But yeah, it's just interesting
he's
that like
Joe Dirt.
No. That's I think that's Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. It is Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, it definitely is. But you know, he just finds ways to win. And there's you can't coach that, right? Like you can't get out there and say, okay, this is how you win, this is what you do. It's just a knack. I mean, like, watch him make plays, like the flip passes that he had. Mm-hmm. Like you can't coach that kind of stuff. You can't teach somebody that kind of stuff. And I, for whatever reason, I was thinking about Alex Smith a little bit yesterday, because you know, I saw picture of him on social media or whatever, and I'm thinking, like, he was a really good quarterback, but he didn't have that sixth sense that Patrick Mahomes has to know when to do this or
especially
when to do that.
Late.
Yeah, right. Yeah, late in games. Like, it's just a natural God-given ability that nobody can coach. And that's why when people try to build their organization like the Chiefs, I'm going to find the next Patrick Mahomes. Well, number one, you're wrong, because you're not going to find the next. You're just not. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to find the next Patrick Mahomes. That gentleman doesn't exist. And then, like, Caleb Williams, let's use him as an example. I'm not a huge Caleb Williams fan, but I'm also looking at Caleb Williams. I'm going, this guy was never given an opportunity just to come into the NFL and play. Everybody's saying he's going to be the next Patrick Mahomes, or he's going to be the next Josh Allen, or whatever it is. Like, sometimes it's okay to just let guys go out there and be who they are, because you can't be Patrick Mahomes. Like you can't be Bobby Witt Jr. You can't be George Brett. You can't be Travis Kelce. There are just certain athletes that you just can't recreate, because they do so many different things that are unteachable, unexplainable, unthinkable. And that's where we are with Patrick Mahomes. And I think a lot of folks just don't want to accept that we're watching greatness right now. He's so freaking good at what he does. It's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you feel the pain, and that scares you, because, I mean, obviously I've dealt with ankles before, but just kind of laid there, and as time kind of went on, it kind of, the pain subsided. Yeah, that's why, big word for me. But it did, and so I just kind of got back to it and got back moving again, and felt comfortable going out.
So once again, he'll be, you know, limited participant on the injury report, right. But we'll play every Sunday through pain.
That's exactly right. So he'll be out there noon on Sunday.
Subsided.
That's right.
Subsided. Past mm-hmm. tense. I mean, you're through it. Subside the storm.
It subsided, yes. Yeah. Yes.
He's just I don't know. He's a lot of great things in the NFL, right? He's mm-hmm. he's the greatest clutch guy right now. He's the greatest just quarterback, and he's just really good at handling adversity, even if it's like torture to his own body or if it's down yeah. by whatever with 13 seconds left.
Right.
It's insane.
It's insane. It really is. And sometimes it's okay just to say that out loud and go, we got a pretty good one.
Yeah, but yet, you know.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lamar Jackson's the MVP.
That's right.
Just saying.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.